What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Rented lips, 800-313-9443. We're going to go back to Francis in North Carolina. And we're talking about the absence of human-caused global warming. And we're seeing basically the same government and corporate media that told us Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons is out there still insisting that the world is being warmed by human activity, even though you can't see it with your own eyes. And if you're a loyal American, you will just believe them when they say humans are warming the earth, and you will agree to pay a carbon tax and to allow a global environmental authority to tell you how to reduce your standard of living. And it's just more of the same nonsense by the control freaks and the money junkies. But as far as this winter, we're just getting into it. And already it's looking to be another record setter. And I wish to point out, earlier this year, the Old Farmer's Almanac did say winter would be late starting this year, but it's going to be brutal. And so far, the Old Farmer's Almanac seems to be correct. NASA, NOAA, the corporate media, and the government as a whole appear to be wrong.
Well, you look at those upper-tier states in the U.S., yeah, they're getting smacked down for certain.
They absolutely are. Somebody put up this time-lapse video where they got something like 14 inches of snow, and it wasn't the amount of snow, it was how quickly it built up. It was just froom. It was just amazing there.
Well, that I can comprehend, because I know about a year or two ago when they had that one bizarre snow that blew in, and basically creamed Atlanta, Georgia, and basically had people stranded on the interstates and all that. It was literally a nightmare for at least 12 hours, if not longer, they were stuck on there. The more bizarre part is that after they got a lot of the snow piled up into piles, it took months before that stuff ever actually melted.
Well, I remember when Boston had their snowpocalypse and they piled all that snow up, it didn't finish melting until late in summer.
Well, there you go. So it makes me, well, outside of the variance of temperature, depending on how scientific your train of thought is, which mine isn't, it would tend to leave questions about, okay, what is the composition of the snow?
Well, the composition
again,
Go ahead. Okay, the composition of the snow as it comes from the sky is water. By the time it's plowed up and put into those piles, it also includes road salt, road debris, and can actually be very dark on the surface, which in theory should speed the melting along with the road salt. And it still took forever for it to go away. And we still have not yet had the lake effect storms. We're into January here. We still got about 3-4 more months to get through before we can even begin to start thinking about a spring melt.
Actually, in the northern tier states, they're having their lake effect snow. Every time you look at the map, they're showing it. It's like, okay, they're getting another whatever dumping, as the case may be, depending on which state you're looking at. But yeah, they're already currently getting that.
Well, one of the problems that these states are dealing with, many of these states, some were a little smarter about it. But the reason they're not able to deal with the traffic problems and deal with the snow is the Al Gore and their people have been pushing human-caused global warming for so long. And this promise that snow was going to be lighter and lighter. Remember back in 2000, snowfalls are a thing of the past. 2009, Britain's going to have a snow-free winter. And local governments believed that nonsense and said, okay, well, our budgets are very tight, so here's some place we can trim. We don't need to buy as many snowplows. We don't need to keep as many snowplows maintained. We can let some of them go. We don't need to stockpile as much road grit and road salt. And then when the hard winter hits, they're not prepared to deal with it.
Well, there's that. I think the one thing got me with Gore and his family and so forth, ad nauseum, was the aspect of preaching this this global climate change, shifting, warming, whatever you want to call it, for that matter, to give it a name, to the point that one of my nieces would say, well, who caught the light in the room? And I says, ask your uncle. Maybe he did. I don't know. I didn't do it. And so, well, it needs to be turned off. I said, Niz started talking about the global warming thing, and I thought, my dear, when you go and tell Al Gore to shut off every room, house, whether it's a mansion or not, then I'll believe in it. But until he shuts off every light in this place, regardless of how big it is, then he might as well just shove it.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, he went out to California and bought himself an oceanside mansion. So much for the screaming about rising sea levels. It's a gigantic fraud. Like so many other things, we're told it's a fraud. And now they're wringing their hands. Why don't you believe us? We have people in white laboratory coats telling you what to think. And we've been lied to by the people in the white lab coats, just like we're lied to by people in three-piece suits, like we've been lied to by people in priests' robes as well. And I think Zbigniew Brzezinski was right. We're in the middle of a global awakening of the people. Of course, from his point of view, that's a bad thing. They want us all to go back to sleep and be told what to think and what to believe. But with each new exposure of fraud, confidence in literally civilization itself is starting to erode, because everybody is starting to realize that the government and the media and the bankers and the pharmaceutical corporations, they're all about harvesting wealth from the people, and there's no concern about whether this is actually beneficial or indeed harmful to the public as a whole. As long as the money is pouring on in, everything is permitted, and that, by the way, is life under a fascist economic dictatorship.
Wow, that's one way of nailing it.
Okay.
Well, that's the reason why if I see someone with an outfit or uniform of some sort on, I tend to question them up and down every which way but loose. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And by the way, when you see somebody with a uniform or a badge or whatever trying to tell you what to think, you should be skeptical. A skeptical people is a free people, and we are fighting for our freedom against a prison made out of lies, fraud, and deception. Now then, apparently up in Milwaukee, there was a woman who froze to death in her home, and apparently this woman had not paid her rent in 3 months, and her heating electricity had been turned off. It turned out this woman was an Army veteran. But we got plenty of money to send to Israel, but not enough to take care of our veterans. We'll just let them freeze to death. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Just one point. The carbon footprint of this country is going to go down whether we like it or not. As soon as this economy crashes, the dollar's worthless. And as a result of the dollar not being the reserve currency of the world anymore, we're going to go back to how far? 100 years ago, Mike?
It could, but you know something? Re-ruralization of America, I think, would actually help build up that infrastructure that's outside the major cities. I mean, have you noticed that the government will take money from everybody, but they're only pouring it into certain very narrow places? We have that here on the island of Oahu, where all of the money for keeping everything repaired and looking good goes into those tourist meccas, Waikiki, Ka'anapali, those areas. They're built up and maintained, and the rest of the island is in terrible shape. We officially, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, have the worst roads in the entire country outside of those tourist areas. And as a matter of fact, somebody at the University of Hawaii actually did a calculation and estimated that every driver who lives here on Oahu is paying an average of $700 per year for damage caused by the poor condition of the roads, either tailpipes and mufflers that are scraped off, shocks wearing out, springs breaking, and I've suffered car damage from the roads, and of course all the road tear up for the building of our light rail system has actually made the situation quite worse.
Yeah, exactly. That's why this dollar is so uncertain. My money's going in three places. Number one, Bitcoin, and I know that's a gamble. Number two, silver coins. And number three, Bitgold, which merged with gold money. Those three places. As soon as my check comes in, I get it out of the bank, because the banks are very shaky, and I put it into one of those three things?
Well, I think anything that is a commodity that can be a store of value is definitely good to have, as long as it's under your own control. One of the problems that you need to be aware of for some of these metals investment companies is they take your money and then insist your gold or silver is stored safely in their vaults, but in point of fact, they're running it as a fractional reserve system, and there isn't, in fact, enough gold in that vault to cover all the paper contracts that are out there. In fact, the last estimate I heard is it's leveraged literally hundreds to one. So if you're going to invest in silver and gold, and I recommend it highly, purchased in small amounts so there's less of a record, but it's something that you can bring home and hide between your mattresses or something like that, because even your bank safety deposit box is no longer safe.
Yeah, that's why I invest in silver coins, but as far as gold, I got into BitGold, which merged with Gold Money, and they say that Brinks, you know, has got a reputation around the world, has these vaults around the world, and they certify that gold is in there.
Well,
that's,
call me a cynic, but I mean, all those all those corporations that took part in the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud were all supposed to be reputable, trustworthy businesses as well. I mean, finance isn't really a science. It's run as a religion. It depends on the belief and faith of the ordinary people. Same thing with the government. They run the government like a religion. You must believe us. Forget what your eyes and ears and senses are telling you. You will believe in the most holy revealed dogma of whatever agenda it is they're selling this week.
Okay, what's your opinion of Bitcoin?
I have not gotten into it. I understand it's doing very well, but as you say, it is a gamble. And if I had any surplus investment cash, I'll usually buy gold coins. Unfortunately, I discovered too late that they really lose their value after you eat that chocolate bit out of the middle. So don't do that. Okay.
I heard that silver coins, you know, I buy silver eagles, and I heard they're a lot better investment than gold because the gold-silver ratio has expanded so much. It's got to come back. And what about all this gold they have down in the Grand Canyon? Have you heard about that?
I heard something about it, but I seem to recall when I looked at it that it seemed to be more of a kind of a myth or a fantasy. Are you're talking about a gold vault or just gold that's in the Colorado River? Because there's always gold in, you know, that you can pan out.
In fact, in the Grand Canyon Mountains and also the Chocolate Mountains in Arizona. Supposedly, that there's so much gold there that, you know, I don't know how accurate this story is, but that's why Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act, because they realized if all this gold came out, it would destroy the money. Now,
I find that very hard to believe, because if you have a gold-based money and you've got more gold, then you've got more real, dependable money. So I'll tell you what, I'll take a look into it. But there is still a lot of gold on out there, and as the economy tightens up, it actually becomes profitable to go on out and start mining again, and a lot of people are actually doing that. When I lived in Southern California, up in the mountains at an area called East Fork, there's the remains of a gold camp from the 1930s Depression that was built on the remains of a gold camp from the gold rush. You can still see artifacts and foundations there. And we used to pan gold, recreational. We never got a huge amount, but some of the gold that I panned on out is actually in Claire's wedding ring.
Yeah, I understand that. Excuse me, the quantity of silver is much more is much less than the quantity of gold, and that's why the silver prices are so much undervalued today. Is that true? Is that the way?
Well, we know that both silver and gold prices are being manipulated, I think if there really was gold in the Grand Canyon Mountains or whatever, they'd be digging it out right now to cover the shortfall at the New York Federal Reserve and Fort Knox, which are pretending to have much more gold than they actually do. And so I would imagine if there really was some kind of a major gold strike to be had out there, it would be being mined right now this moment.
Well, it's not, because the gold price is kept low through manipulation, like you say.
It doesn't matter. The price doesn't matter. The New York Federal Reserve and Fort Knox are in a serious bind because on paper they have X amount of gold, but it's not really there. They've been leasing it out the back doors or using it for other things. And now you have all these other countries around the world demanding repatriation of their gold from the New York Federal Reserve, and the New York Federal Reserve is stalling. If there was a source for new pure gold, they'd be mining it right now in order to make good on all of the other people's gold that they mishandled. So I would tend to view that story with a little bit of skepticism, okay?
Right, Mike, but don't the mining companies have to pay their bills in U.S. dollars to be able to run a mining operation? And
well,
if the gold they get out that doesn't translate to U.S. dollars, they can't operate.
Well, that's a regular private mining corporation, but I think, again, you're looking at a crisis of confidence in the American banking system as a whole that would be triggered by a gold run on the New York Fed. And for that reason, I would expect to see the government itself out there trying to mine the gold if it was really there. So at this point, I'm very suspicious of that story. And again, it's hard to imply what's going on in terms of the ratios between silver and gold because of all the rigging that has been going on.
Right, but the rigging is to keep the price down to keep the dollar value up. Is that right?
Well, the rigging, that's part of the reason. The other reason to keep gold and silver prices down is, first of all, to make it more affordable for the New York Federal Reserve to buy real gold to make good on all of those repatriation claims. The other part, of course, is if silver and gold were to really take off, most people would close those negative interest savings accounts they have at the banks and get into metals, or they might empty their stock portfolio and get into the metals. And so the paper markets are being propped up and kept alive through sabotaging the gold and silver markets.
And they do it by buying these naked puts on the gold market, the gold futures market, right?
Well, they do it by a couple of different ways. For one thing, the London Gold Fix combines the paper gold contracts with the physical to come up with that supply and demand, what is the price going to be. The problem is they're overprinting those gold contracts and selling them like crazy. They're leveraged hundreds to one, which means that for every one real ounce of deliverable gold in the vault, these companies have sold like 1 to 200 paper contracts for that same ounce. Obviously, they cannot be made good on. But the London Fix will take those contracts along with the physical, blend them together, and say, this is the gold price. And it's dishonest because they're basically diluting the price of real gold with all this fake paper gold.
Exactly. And if there was no manipulation, don't you agree that the price of gold will be way up from where it is now?
Absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, appreciate your conversation, and we'll talk to you some other time. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. And a reminder, don't eat the chocolate bit out of the middle or the gold coin loses all of its resale value. All righty, so we're going to let Terry go there. And let's see, we're coming up on a commercial break. Let's talk about science and health. As you know, GMO is becoming a serious concern to the American people. First and foremost, because we are seeing this very clear program to get us to buy and consume GMO crops without even being allowed to know that's what we're doing. Now, Monsanto is one of the primary movers behind the genetically modified crops. Everybody relies on Monsanto's claim to have proven GMO corn and Roundup pesticide glyphosate are perfectly safe. There is just cause to doubt that. When we come back from this commercial break, we'll elucidate further, and feel free to join us on the line, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about GMO foods and the claim that GMO foods are safe and that glyphosate is safe is based on a 90-day study that was done by Monsanto, where they took some rats and they fed them GMO corn and GMO corn sprayed with glyphosate. And at the end of 90 days, the rats looked okay. And so Monsanto ended the study at that point, destroyed the rats, and released a report saying, we found the stuff is safe, no harm whatsoever. And the corporate media, the same corporate media that told you Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, Assad had sarin gas, the same corporate media that assures you human activity is warming the world and you shouldn't pay any attention to all that snow and ice and everything, that corporate media parroted Monsanto's propaganda to all of you to convince you GMO was safe. Now, as you know, some years ago, there was another study done in France where the rats were raised for their entire lifespan. They didn't just cut it off at 3 months. And what those researchers found is starting at month number four, just after where Monsanto cut their studies off, the rats started showing serious medical problems, massive tumors, impaired reproductive function, shortened lifespan. And this report came on out, was immediately denounced by the corporate media. Oh, they've got to be fakes and frauds. A former Monsanto executive somehow managed to get into the management of this publication that had published the study and get it yanked. Now, it's now been republished in other scientific journals and ignored. But more and more people are looking at this. And over at Investment Watch blog, they're talking about this new peer-reviewed study that shows GM food causes profound damage to the body. And this is all focused on a study that came on out, was done by Ibrahim and Okasha, entitled Effect of Genetically Modified Corn on the Jejunal Mucosa of Adult Male Albino Rat. It was published in the journal Experimental and Toxicological Pathology. And what it showed was that these rats who were fed on GM BT corn, MON 810, for 90 days, suffered serious damage to the small intestine. See, the problem here is not the altered DNA itself. The problem here is in protein expression, because the way it works inside the cell of an organism is you have that DNA at the core of it, and then there's an RNA molecule that acts as a messenger that sort of cozies up to the correct section of the DNA, and it picks up information, then it swims on out to the cell itself to direct the formation of proteins. Now, if the DNA is altered and artificial, the proteins may not be exactly what nature would produce. But to the body, those receptor sites are going to recognize those malformed proteins and try and bring them into the receptors, but they may not fit perfectly. And out of that malfit, you start getting odd behavior from the protein that leads to some complications. So basically, at the point in time where Monsanto said this stuff is all safe, this other peer-reviewed report has now come on out and said there is damage to the small intestine. Now, if your small intestine is damaged, you can't properly metabolize food, can you? So this is further confirmation. They're playing with the code of life. DNA modification is the most dangerous technology man has ever fooled around with, far worse than nuclear power, because they are playing with the code of life. And we know just from our experience with Windows machines how sloppy some of these software people can be. And it is a major, major problem, because we live in a country where as long as something is making money, it's okay in the eyes of the government. More commerce, more sales, more taxes. That's it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about GMO. We're talking about yet another peer-reviewed study coming on out and saying this stuff is causing harm. It's damaging the bodies of anybody who is eating this stuff. And, of course, GMO is being pushed all over the world. And people who are concerned in the United States about it are being told, you're not allowed to know what's in your food. You have no right to know if the food you are eating is natural or something that came out of a laboratory with possibly harmful consequences. Why don't you just believe us when we tell you it's good for you? Now, China, which does not have the world's best reputation for the safety of its various products, has now banned GMO crops for 5 years. Their largest grain-producing province in China has set 5-year ban on genetically modified crops. They don't want the stuff. It's banned from being imported into China as well, and it's caused a huge amount of damage for American organic farmers who have been shipping corn and wheat to China, and it gets there, the Chinese test it, and discover these organic farmers' crops have been contaminated by pollen from GMO test fields. In some cases, from states away. They cannot control it. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. That's depressing to hear. The Chinese should start feeling better then, because I suffered for, I guess it was 2 to 3 years, with this uncomfortable heaviness in my gut. And that's right next to where my heart is. And sometimes I thought it was a heart problem. No one seemed to know what it was. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't fall asleep. It took a couple hours before I could fall asleep. And I couldn't get any relief, you know? And so I received a non-GMO shopping guide from a friend. And I changed my diet, and the problem went away. It's like she gave me my life back by sending me this little book. What's the guy's name? Stephen, is it F. Smith? Or I can't remember his middle initial. But anyway, he wrote it, and he's a big advocate of changing your diet. So again, I say I know what I experienced. This was my suffering for years, and it's like I am not supposed to be sick. I couldn't take these corporate drugs. I'm small-boned. I'm not a heavy person. I feel things very acutely, so I didn't want to go on the Fosamax or things that are supposed to be for your, I guess that's supposed to be for your bones. I don't know. But anyway, I've heard of people taking these antacids, and that causes more problems.
Yeah,
and
it does.
And I didn't want to go the corporate route.
Well, you know, Claire and I went through that with her joint pain and formaldehyde precursors in low-end cosmetics and cleaning chemicals. I've learned how to avoid MSG, which is a migraine trigger. I've learned to keep myself alkaline, which helps me avoid gout, which I used to suffer from tremendously. Mm-hmm. But again, we live in a country where, from the point of view of the government, anything is permitted as long as it's generating revenues and tax opportunities. And it really is it's alarming how much that is in the stores is actually bad for you, whether it's aspartame, monosodium glutamate, these synthetic growth hormones that are in the meat and the poultry. Now we're finding out that Splenda, the artificial sweetener, suppresses thyroid function and actually makes you gain weight. What is Splenda sold as? Oh, it's a diet aid. It's going to help you lose weight. No, quite the opposite. It suppresses the thyroid function. And carrageenan, which is a common thickening agent in dairy products, causes irritable bowel syndrome. What do they want to do to deal with that? Oh, sell you a medicine for irritable bowel syndrome. They don't tell you stop ingesting these synthetic compounds. Another one is gelatin gum is another thickening agent put into dairy products. That also causes intestinal upset. Where we're being just dumped on with all of these toxic chemicals and then told that we're crazies if we want to have food that doesn't have all these chemicals in them.
But we know how we feel. And no one can do one better than nature. And all in perfect needs to be in perfect order. If it's not in perfect order according to nature, we're going to suffer. That's all. You can't have Dow Chemical and 3M and Monsanto doing one better. It just doesn't work. It has to be natural to our bodies. And
that's exactly right. It gets back to something I've said before about co-evolution. When you are out there eating natural organic corn or wheat or fruits or whatever, you are basically dealing with biochemistry that has co-evolved along with us for millions of years. No surprises there. These synthetic molecules are something our bodies have never encountered before, and they don't know what to do with them, and that's what's provoking these toxic responses.
Right.
But as you know, the idea of the corporation is, you know, you can't grow your own food. We'll grow it, and then we'll process it to make it more valuable and raise its resale price. And again, we all these government agencies that we're told are supposed to be looking out for our welfare, they're looking the other way. Whether it's the FDA, the USDA, they're there to support the corporations in pulling off this selling of crud to us. By reassuring us, we're the government. This stuff's good for you. It's not going to hurt you. Absolutely, you can eat this. And then we find out the reasons we're getting sick are being found on our shopping, our supermarket shopping shelves.
You can sure feel the difference. That's all I can say. And I'm glad other countries are on to it, because then we'll win out with mass, awakenings all over the world. And they don't stand a chance.
Well, there's a complicating issue. There's a complicating issue between radioactive disasters like Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, Fukushima, Hanford, the oil disasters in places like the Gulf of Mexico, there literally is not enough safe, natural, healthy food for the entire human population. So we're entering the world that was depicted in the movie Soylent Green, where there's either the synthetic factory-produced stuff or you don't eat at all. And that's a very, very scary situation, because once Monsanto has a monopoly on all food production, what are they going to do? Maximize profits. How are they going to do that? Cut the quality.
Yeah, well, I grow my own, and that could be a challenge, too, in this weather. So,
yes, it can.
You know, I'm glad I have a place where I can do that and visit the farmers markets and do the best you can, and maybe we can partner with Russia, because they're big on this.
Yeah, they're very big on Russia's GMO-free. And,
yeah,
you know, already the world's markets are going to buy food from Russia because they know it's GMO-free. If they buy anything from the United States, it's GMO. They've got no right to know. They don't want to buy it. That was a big part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, to arm-twist these countries to continue to buy U.S. agricultural products, even though GMO is already banned in many of those countries. And it failed miserably. And so Monsanto's answer is, well, if we can't dump this stuff on the rest of the world, at least we can make money feeding it to the American people, as long as we have laws that make it impossible for them to know what it is they're putting in their mouth.
Well, it hasn't worked. I know what I'm putting in my mouth, and it made me feel miserable. And that's the only way I got relief, is to get this non-GMO shopping guide, and I just changed it. And it's a little more expensive, but, you know, you can get creative. You can. I prep in the morning for what I'm going to have that night, and I have to take more time for my cooking, but, boy, it's worth it. It really is.
It really is. You are what you eat. And you should treat your body like
yes.
a temple. And certainly since I started avoiding some of these chemicals that are supposed to be good for weight loss, like aspartame and so forth, is a big reason I've been able to lose as much weight as I have, because I haven't had the time to increase my exercise regimen. But I've lost over 60 pounds since I began this weight loss program. I'm aiming for 180. And a big part of it is avoiding MSG, which makes you want to eat more, avoiding aspartame, which makes you crave carbohydrates. And again, we need to avoid Splenda, because that's suppressing your thyroid's function.
You can save the aspartame to kill ants in your garden. It's good for that.
Yeah, it was actually at one time classed as a neurotoxic biological weapon. But hey,
right.
We can make money selling it to the American people, so there we go.
Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, Viagra. Yes, we all know about that little blue pill. And men have been taking it for quite some time to do you know what with. Well, apparently there is now a big problem. And I twigged on this because I was watching TV the other night, and one of those ambulance chaser lawyer commercials came on saying, were you taking Viagra and did you get this? You have a right to sue. And apparently a 2014 study found out that Viagra doubles men's risk of melanoma, a fatal skin cancer. Once you get a melanoma, it just spreads and spreads and spreads and eats you alive. And apparently, Viagra doubles your chances of getting that. I've been saying all along, porn is cheaper and low, no side effects. And now I'm standing vindicated on that one. Now, speaking of Viagra and various other things, you're going to love this story. This is just bizarre. From Information Liberation. Apparently, Germany's Greens Party is being both praised and criticized for suggesting that sex services provided by prostitutes for people struggling with severe health conditions should be paid for by the government. In other words, if you're dealing with a serious medical crisis and you're depressed and your doctor thinks getting laid is going to make you feel a little bit better, the government should pay for it. Now, I will grant you that getting laid is going to improve anybody's outlook on the world, but I think getting the taxpayers to cover this, I think the taxpayers would rather save the money for their own prostitutes. But, I mean, it's another example of Greens just getting completely out of control, and this liberalism that everything is managed and controlled by the government. which, by the way, was also the same model in the former Soviet Union. Everything had to be controlled by that central government. Nobody was allowed any freedom or autonomy, which led to disasters like Lysenkoism, which triggered the great famines in the Soviet Union, where the Soviet Union had to buy grain from the United States. Because, contrary to the belief system in the world's capitals, politics cannot overturn scientific reality, no matter what. Now, Trump has had his meeting with intelligence officials regarding the possibility of Russian interference in the election. He called the meeting constructive and said that the conclusion of everybody at the meeting was hacking by Russia or anybody else had absolutely no effect on the election, which completely contradicts the statement issued earlier today by Reince Priebus, who is supposed to be the incoming White House chief of staff. And frankly, at this point, if I were Donald Trump, I'd be firing him right now for undermining Trump like that. Now, I think Trump made Priebus the White House chief of staff. It's the most powerful position in the White House, second to the president. And I think he did that because Trump was trying to mend bridges and offer an olive branch of peace to the GOP because he knows he's going to need them in 4 years. And Priebus basically just tried to stab him in the back. And I think that is grounds for termination right there. Now then, let's talk a little bit about computing. There's another Android banking Trojan malware disguises itself as Super Mario Run. And apparently this is a new Nintendo game. It's wildly popular. Apparently they're setting up sites claiming that you can get working versions from third-party websites. And, of course, that's always a disaster. When you go anywhere third-party to get materials of any kind, you're going to get hit by malware. One of the weirdest things that I have seen lately is, as you know, the Lady Claire is choir director for her church choir, and I'm her roadie. I support her. And every once in a while, we have to hunt down a piece of music on the internet. And you would be surprised how many times I've gone to these websites that purport to be libraries, archives of Christian music, and I'll click a link, and all the security on my computer lights up saying, oh, they're trying to plant malware on you. Is nothing sacred. Speaking of which, apparently ransomware authors are now targeting British schools and charging payments of up to £8,000 to unlock data that they've encrypted. And apparently the fraudsters are cold calling schools claiming to be from the Department of Education and asking for the head teacher's email addresses. Then they send them booby-trapped attachments saying, this is from the Department of Education, please unzip and look at this. Boom. Their entire school computer system is ransomware. Where's the government in all of this? Or is Great Britain now falling into the practice of using ransomware to pillage and plunder their own people? Because they, too, are hopelessly in debt. Now, up in Northern California, federal prosecutors want a judge to order a Northern California blogger to remove all information from his website about undercover informants involved in the takeover of the National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon last winter. Apparently, there were undercover informants who were moving things along. And Assistant U.S. Attorney Pamela Hulsinger is saying public dissemination of the material produced could threaten ongoing investigations and the safety of government confidential human sources. In other words, they're out there screaming, save our snitches, save our snitches, save our snitches. Now, maybe it's because I grew up watching too many movies about the Nazis and I went through COINTELPRO in the 1960s, but to me, an informant is a bad guy. They're a snitch. They're there to do dirty things. And if you, again, look at COINTELPRO, those undercover informants weren't just spying. They were goading people to commit illegal attacks so that they could be arrested and thrown in prison. So, no, I'm not of a mind to protect confidential informants here. Meanwhile, apparently, this according to a story coming out of GovernmentSlaves.info, the FBI is now paying Geek Squad technicians to search computers that are in for repairs looking for evidence of criminal activity. So if you have to take your computer to Geek Squad, and right now that's the only place still available for computer repairs on this rock, run an eraser first to erase the unused area on the hard disk first. Eraser is a free utility. You can download it. I've tested it out and verified it actually does do what it claims to do. And just make sure there's nothing on there, because now the Geek Squad people are being paid to be snitches on you. Everybody, be a snitch for Uncle Sam. It's your patriotic duty to rat out your friends and family and customers. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today, and somebody just wrote on in asking if photo labs tell on customers who have film developed. What's film? What's a photo lab? I'm joshing, of course. When I was a kid, I actually dated one of the girls who worked in this little photo map booths, those little kiosks that were in the driveways and the parking lots of the shopping centers and everything. And I don't know if they ever reported on the police, but they definitely looked at your pictures. So you had to be careful. Why do you think the Polaroid was so popular when it first came on out? All righty. Now then, interestingly, up in Silicon Valley, there's a company, Timeshare CMO, and its CEO is Melinda Bailey. And she apparently posted on Facebook that middle America is violent, racist, and an S-blank hole. So we're seeing that, if anything, the defeat of Hillary Clinton has resulted in liberals just becoming more extreme in their absolute, unshakable faith that they are the intellectual superiors to everybody else. And it's a bit of a lie. Now, back in the 60s and 70s, liberals really did represent the intellectual elites. But it became a badge of fashion, a marketing device. People who weren't sure about their IQs or people who weren't sure they were going to pass their final exams, they would just put the label liberal on themselves. I'm a liberal, therefore I'm automatically, by default, intellectually superior. And we find that many of these people are, in fact, not intellectually superior. If anything, they're arrogant in their ignorance. Claire and I had that experience with a friend of ours we've known for a lot of years. But she's a hardcore liberal, and her attitude is that if she doesn't know something, it's not important for her to know. And we were having a debate about what was going on with Hillary and everything, and, oh, well, I didn't see that on NPR, therefore it can't possibly be real. So you just throw your hands up at people like that because they're absolutely convinced they're intellectual superiors. And they're living in their little bubbles. And they don't want anybody to intrude on that. A little bit of good news. NASA has added 8 space station missions, bringing more business to United Launch Alliance, which also involves SpaceX and Boeing, to take astronauts to the International Space Station. And I think it's a sign that we're actually going to see NASA get back into the space business, as opposed to the "we're here to prove to you all that Al Gore was right about human-caused global warming." By the way, we're on the tail end of the quadranted meteor shower. Now, the peak was supposedly a few days ago, but you might still see a meteor out there toward the extreme northern part of the sky. Apparently, astronomers have discovered a mysterious ring-shaped galaxy 359 million light-years away, and I'm sure all the Ringworld fans are saying, "We found it! We found Larry Niven's Ringworld," which is, by the way, a great science fiction book if you want to read that. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Do Jim Goddard show up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Share it with everyone. Post it everywhere. Social media. We've got to keep up the pressure. We're winning the war against the real authors of the fake news, the corporate media. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're a- listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.